should SeaTac's voter-approved $15 an hour minimum wage apply to airport workers? Washington Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on that question tomorrow. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins says the case pits airport vendors, Alaska Airlines, and the Port of Seattle against supporters of the higher wage.
On the surface, this law seems pretty clear. It says an airport is under the exclusive jurisdiction and control of the municipality that operates it. In this case, SeaTac Airport is in the city of SeaTac, but it's operated by the Port of Seattle. Now, a lower court judge previously ruled that because of this, the $15 an hour minimum wage does not apply to airport workers. The city of SeaTac and the backers of the initiative are challenging this. They argue the law on airport jurisdiction is more nuanced, and they say the plaintiffs in the case have not provided specific evidence that the higher wage would interfere with airport operations.
That was Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Oral arguments in the case are scheduled for 9 a.m. Thursday.